How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions, featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio. Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Tom Allen.
And me, Susie Ruffle. Hello, everybody.
Tom, you've popped your collar.
Yeah, that's what the kind of gay I am. Did you not know that?
Well, yeah, I did. I sort of forget it until summer every year and then I'm like, oh yeah, he pops the collar.
Pop the collar. You won't regret it. I don't know why I do that. I think it makes me feel like I'm sort of a cool American gay.
You know, I don't know if it was because it made you feel like a peacock. Like literally popping feathers.
There is an air of that, yeah. But I feel like it's frowned upon by the top button up doers, you know?
Oh, I'd put myself in the top button up doers.
Oh yeah, you are a bit like that, yeah.
But I would never judge you.
Good. Well, that's good, isn't it?
Thank God. This friendship wouldn't have lasted.
Just live and let live, please.
Do you know what I mean?
Respect my colour choices.
What yeah. I mean. How are you, love?
I am good, thank you. I just checked my phone and I realised my alarm I didn't set, basically. So I was like, why have I overslept? What's wrong with me? And then I looked at my alarm and that's why. But
How long did you sleep?
Oh, I slept for 9 hours, which is my natural...
Oh, the dream. The absolute dream. I slept for 7 hours, but I'm going to tell you something, Tom. I went to bed at 10:30 this morning because I worked until very late last night and I've just had an hour and woken up and I feel... revitalized.
Hang on. You worked until...
I worked until like midnight last night. And so I got in, it was very late. And then I had to get up this morning with baby chops.
Oh, and then you went back to bed at 10.
I dropped her to nursery.
Sorry,
and then I went back to bed.
I have done that before.
What? Are you dropping other people's children to nursery?
Yeah, sometimes I drop other people's children at nursery.
So you're still driving that bus?
Still, I love it. Sometimes the children don't want to go. Sometimes they're 18, 19 years old, but I take them to the nursery and...
Have a good day.
Have a great day. Make me a picture. Bye. And
make good choices.
Make good choices. That's good advice. Who says that?
Like mums in American teen dramas.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
I would say that would be my guess where I've got that from. But I am going to, you know, live it.
Like the mum in Dear Evan Hansen.
She would say things like that.
She would say things like that. Like
you got to live it. You got to live it. Make good choices.
She says, like, do your diary or something. People love it. Or do your affirmations or something.
Yes, she does.
Does anybody have a map? That one. That song.
Yeah. Song. Does anybody know how the hell to get here?
That's it. We're going out to school. Everybody's getting ready. We're putting our bags probably on both shoulders and we're walking out. Yeah.
Is that your song?
I haven't seen Dear Evan Hansen, but I've imagined
You couldn't tell. You couldn't tell by that.
But it was like, nobody needs to go and see it.
It was like he was here.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it? Dear Evan Hansen. That's how I think it should be said. Dear Evan Hansen.
dear Evan Hansen. I've seen it, you know.
Oh, yeah, you were one of their first.
I went there. I went to Broadway, baby.
Did you see it on Broadway?
I saw it on the Broadway.
Catford.
Couple of broads on the Broadway. Yeah, they did a Catford Broadway.
Oh, that's
great. With that big cat outside.
Mmm, it's such an icon.
Do you know you can't get a drink in a Broadway theatre?
No, I didn't know that.
Well, at least the one I was in, you couldn't get a drink, Tom.
What,
they were like, what do you want? I said, a glass of wine. They said, oh, no.
Oh, no.
It's soft drinks only. I was like, what the fuck is wrong with this place? You can carry a gun, but you can't get a drink.
I mean, literally.
Wild.
That's interesting. I don't know. But they're super expensive, aren't they, Broadway tickets?
Oh, Tom, we had to remortgage.
Yes, I know.
That's funny. But it was so worth it. Honestly, it was great.
Definitely worth it. Yeah.
When I found out that I couldn't get a glass of wine, because you know how I love, you know how mummy needs our wine.
Yeah, of course. To sit still for all that time.
You having a coffee, darling?
Yes, I'm having a coffee. Sorry, everybody. It's my morning ritual.
No, please.
And I've been trying to go down. I've been trying to lose some of my baby weight, and just because none of my clothes fit. Okay, that's why. And
are you, when you call it your baby weight, in your mind, have you had a baby or are you still a baby?
It looks like I'm about to give birth to a baby is what it's what.
Right, okay, sure. Because sure. I mean, it, just for the record, for the listener, it absolutely doesn't.
But that's very kind of it. I'm sure, I'm very grateful for you to say that. It's just my jackets, you might be aware that I like to wear a suit. They're not doing up.
Right, okay. So
there is, I'm carrying a little bit around the middle. Personally, for me, I would like to get rid of it. So I'm trying. However, I tried to do like shakes and it was going well. But then last night I went around to my mum's and I had four slices of toast. So that's not ideal.
White bread, loads of butter.
Absolutely. Yeah, butter and Marmite. Yeah.
Oh, yum.
And a crumbles, you know, coconut macaroon thing.
Oh, yum.
And
I need to go around to your mum's and raid her kitchen.
It's a hotbed of delicious snacks.
Well, I was at mum and dad's this weekend.
Of course.
My mum is such a feeder.
Oh, lovely.
My mum is such a feeder. First of all, as soon as I arrive, the baby's like, no mama, nanny. So she's just not interested. Just, no. I tried to kiss her. She pushed my face away. Can you imagine?
Rude.
Can you imagine anything more heartbreaking?
Rude. But she loves Nana.
Oh, obsessed, I would say.
Oh, of course
obsessed.
She is.
And the feeling's mutual, of course.
I bet. I can imagine.
It's so funny. At mum and dad's, everyone calls her the baby, including like my aunts and stuff. So it sort of makes her sound like she's like a mob boss.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
The baby. Like
the baby won't like that.
The baby's coming. Look busy. but it did mean that, I mean, my dad is type 2 diabetic and I have never been anywhere that has more sweets.
Oh, really?
It's like they got a shop.
What do they do? Do they go down to the cash and carry?
No. Dad just can't buy one of anything. I don't know who they assume is coming.
Yeah.
They had 24 Kit Kats, Tom.
What? Two fingers?
Two packs of 12.
Oh, wow.
I mean, that's too many. They're two people that live together. Just two people. Mm,
they are nice, though.
What, my mum and dad? Yeah, they're lovely.
They are lovely. They're nice people. They deserve it.
And
oh, I love a Kit Kat.
A 12-pack, 2 6-packs of Tonics tea cakes.
Oh, yeah, they're delicious.
Yeah, really nice, actually.
I wouldn't like one in this weather, though.
No, do you know, it was quite mushy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'd like it, but it would go everywhere.
It was a two-bite jobby. You couldn't fanny around with that.
Oh, yeah, you can't fanny with those ones. Yeah,
munch.
Yeah, you got to be quick.
Oh, my God, it's like we're off menu.
Gosh, we are, aren't we?
Is this basically off menu now?
Is this what straight people do on their podcasts?
Oh, God.
Oh, wow. That's all that they have to do. Gosh.
So what did you do over the weekend?
Well, Susie, let me tell you, we had a potato party.
And I wasn't invited. This is how I find out. Absolute heartbreak.
You
go
were
on,
in
tell me
Pompeii
about it.
Because you were in Pompeii.
Sure, sure,
a potato
sure.
party. As listeners may be aware, I've been growing vegetables in my mournful Paul Allen Memorial Garden for my dad. And my nephews came round. Well, I promised them that we'd have a competition. So they've each had a bucket allocated each of potatoes that we've been growing. And I said, when it's time, we will see who's done the best, whose bucket's got the most potatoes in. And Sunday was the day. And the eldest triumphed, but the middle one came a short second and the youngest was a little bit behind, but they all did very well.
How lovely. What a great Uncle Tom.
Well, and then I barbecued a salmon and it was very nice. Still got some of the
fruit. Did you keep its face on?
No, it was just a side. Mum got it in Tesco at Christmas and froze it.
Oh.
So yeah, it was the perfect time to juice it up. But then the kids don't really eat salmon, so I had to do some pizzas.
Yeah, of course. They'd be like, oh, I don't like it, it's too fishy.
But one of the kids is a really good eater and loves vegetables. So I did some...
tiny carrots?
Well, then at the end, I pulled up a carrot thing. I'll show you how badly they're doing. There was a real carrot there.
Oh, that is exciting.
Because
when you pulled up a carrot when I was there, it looked like, you know, when you get a carrot cake and someone sort of draws on a mini carrot?
Mini carrot, like that carrot cake from... that's from Costco, yeah.
Is that from Costco?
I've not been
to a Costco. Jenny Bede's dad's got a card.
Oh, and did they go?
They go. It sounds thrilling.
People who go love it.
How do you get a Costco card? Do you have to say, like, you're a business?
Yeah, I think it's very exclusive. It's not for people like us. We'd have to apply and go through lots of interview stages.
Oh, really? How many interview stages do you think there is?
I think 6, but they definitely go through your social media.
Right, okay. What do you think it's like when you go in, you sit down? Do you think there's a panel or will it just be two people?
I think first round is probably just two people, just to make sure you're definitely eligible. And then as you go up further up, then you meet people from the committee. Yeah.
Wow. Gosh, that would be exciting. Mm. I wonder if anyone listens who's on the Costco committee.
If you've got an in, we'd love to hear from you.
We'd love to. We'd even share a card. Oh, we'd pretend to be married.
That's illegal. That would be definitely breaching the rules. They'd come around the house.
Well, they'd knock down the fucking door.
I don't doubt it. They'd see the massive boxes of crisps that we'd inevitably bought. Boxes of crisps, I have said.
Oh, yeah.
And the carrot cake that costs £3.50. But if you go in a coffee shop, and it's often £3.50 a slice. Anyway.
I mean, you can't argue with economics.
You can't.
That's the inflation, Tom. That's the interest inflation. Rate going
that's,
up.
That's interest on your carrot cake. Wow.
That's the thing people forget about me. I do have a degree in business.
Yeah, and it shows. Definitely shows. Yeah.
I mean, every year I don't understand what VAT or tax is. Every year. I'm like, oh, this again.
What's confusing is tax and then national insurance.
Yeah, what am I insuring? Do you know what you're insuring? Am I insuring myself nationally? Or am I insuring the nation?
You're insuring yourself and the nation. It's kind of the...
That's very good of me.
It's the welfare state, I think. That's the epitome of the...
Oh!
I might be wrong here, historians out there.
Is that like towards the NHS?
I don't know if it does go towards the NHS, but it is designed to go in the pension pot that we all pay into.
Okay.
So that we can withdraw it when we get to our pension age. And I think it's insurance in case... It's insurance in case you needed welfare support at any point.
Okay, I totally agree with that. I was wondering...
Yes, Suze, how dare you question it? God.
No, I agree with that. I would just prefer it if... I don't mind paying tax, you know, and I think it's right that if you... You know, the more you earn, the more you should pay. But I just wish that you could choose what it goes towards. I'd like to tick a box where I'm like, NHS, right. No guns and arms, nothing to do with the Conservative Party, and education and roads.
I think a lot of it does, I mean, I don't know, but I think a lot of it does go on roads and stuff.
That's fine, then.
And NHS. I think the NHS does have quite a lot. I think the biggest spending is pension. Oh, I don't know. There was that pie chart, wasn't there?
We can't trust a pie chart.
I love
pies. Anyone can make a pie chart.
Costco. Get them in Costco.
I can make a pie chart.
Yeah, I don't understand national insurance. Well, because they said to us, we're not going to get a pension. So I'm like, oh, what am I paying this for then? Do you know what I mean?
Well, there you go.
But maybe I'm wrong.
Thank you for listening to Money Matters.
People out there will be like, you idiot. Why don't you realise? Look it up. Where do you look this stuff up? Oh, on the website. Oh,
Google it.
Just Google it. Look at a reputable website. Yeah, you're right. Why is it explained to us? It's never explained. Nothing's explained.
I don't understand anything. I feel like that. The older I get, the more I'm like, I've not got a fucking clue.
It's complicated.
About how anything works.
It's complicated, Suze.
It's all so complicated.
Yeah. Just ask, though. You can ask people about things. People know.
Just ring Virgin Media and go, how does the internet work?
What is the internet? Why? Why have I got this package? Why did I sign up for 2 years? That sort of thing.
Yeah. And also, who am I? And what am I supposed to be doing? And
They'll
am I doing
like,
okay?
Up the internet. They'll be like, look it up on the internet.
Yeah. Ask Alexa.
I've got those... My phone, I've done some sort of update and it keeps when I'm listening to music, it interrupts it to go, let me know if you want to ask me anything else. And it like, you've got a notification from Instagram. You have got a new follower.
Oh, no, you've got to turn all that off.
But I don't know how.
You've got to turn off all your notifications. Otherwise, people will never leave you alone, Tom.
Oh, God.
You've got to have the silence. Mm-hmm. Or Stephen Sondheim.
That's what I mean. I just want to listen to my Stephen Sondheim in peace.
And cry at the table.
And cry, yeah. That's what I do these days. That's what I do.
It's what we all do. Tom, yes. You announced the book. I didn't realise we had announced it on here.
I know,
a
I keep getting
of
told
times.
Off because we kept announcing it on here.
Yeah, I know. Yes. Flo did say to me, she was like, you two need to remember that other people listen to this podcast. But I was like, do they really? Isn't it just Flo and Kiri Pritchard?
I'm always surprised. And then people do. People do, Susie. People do listen. So if you did have an advanced warning, then congrats. But I do have another book coming out. I'm putting the finishing touches to it right now, and then it goes to the copy editor, and then it goes to the legal editor, and then it goes to the typesetter, and then it goes to the printers, and then it gets printed.
That's exciting. So it's almost finished.
Yeah.
Oh, it's That's tiring. Impressive.
It's very intense.
Is it very tiring?
Because it's
Are you a very tired boy?
I am quite a tired boy, actually. Because it's like tens of thousands of words and sort of trying to keep those all in your head so that they kind of go like, does that make sense? Does that tie with that one? Is that streamlined? It is. I think it is now. But it's just hard, you know, to keep all of those things in your head.
Has it been different to writing your first one?
Yes, because the first one I did in the lockdown, so there was no distraction. But now it's like, you know, things.
Constant things.
Things.
Your phone asking you if you need any help.
Yeah, all that sort of thing. Whereas before, I was just like, just going for my 1 hour run a day and then hurting my knee and then just not doing that. But going for a little bit of exercise, you know, trying to eat better and writing my book.
Oh, yeah, you were juicing.
I was juicing. I was so juicy.
You were such a juicy girl.
Absolutely. Suze,
yes,
tell
Tom.
Me, how have you been coping with the heat?
Oh, well, I know that you love it, don't you?
I love it.
Oh, fucking hell, I hate it. It's too hot.
Do you know what?
My mother. Oh my
I've
god!
I've got
I'm
my hot duvet on. I've got my pajamas on. I've got the window closed. That's how I sleep.
You're joking me? Not at the moment.
Absolutely. Standard, Susie. Please. I love it.
And you've got.
Yeah.
I mean, your house is quite warm.
Yeah. I love it. I'm like, is that what hotboxing is?
No, hotboxing I think is where you smoke, a spliff. And everyone in the room also gets high. Is that hotboxing? I don't know, Tom. I think do you do it in a car?
Oh, well, I'm not doing that.
Are you smoking just, big spliffs?
No, I'm just in a hot box.
Oh, okay.
I am a hot box. That's
You're
what
a hot box.
Me.
That's what. Yeah, that's your private Instagram account, isn't
private,
it?
Private. This account is private. Yeah. But what have you been doing to cope with the heat?
No. We need to hear more about this very odd setup.
Really? Is it odd?
Tom, it's so weird. Are you not sweating?
No, I don't really sweat that much. There, I told you. I mean, I don't think I do. Maybe people are like, you do. You need to
I don't think I've ever seen you sweat.
I don't really. I don't really sweat. I worry about opening the window because I don't want moths
spiders.
Getting in to eat my... Yeah, and spiders and things. But the moths might come in and eat my... clothes. Not that any of them fit me, but so
maybe they could come in and put on a button.
Oh, that would be good. Yeah, if they could put in like an elastic panel. I could train them to do that, then that's fine. Yeah, but otherwise no.
So you won't have the windows open?
Don't like the windows open.
What tog are you in?
I think it's about a 9 or 10.
Oh my god, Tom, how are you coping?
Well, I have it on all through the year. Is that bad?
It's not bad. It's just, I don't know how you can relax when it's so hot. But you can wear a full suit when it's boiling, can't you? You don't give
Absolutely.
A shit.
Don't give a shit.
And you can stand on stage in a waistcoat and a tie and a suit jacket and under the lights.
Yeah.
See, I think a lot of people would be very uncomfortable in that scenario.
Yeah, I know. But as I always say, wool, for example, is a very breathable fabric.
You're right. You do always say that.
Wool is a very breathable fabric. That's my slogan. That's my catchphrase.
Is that how you open the book?
Wool is a very breathable fabric. And you never see a hot sheep, do you?
I don't know that I spend enough time with sheep to know the expression they would pull if they were hot.
Well...
But they do shear them in the summer.
Well, that is also true. But, I know, but you know, they don't sweat, do they? So you never see like a bedraggled sheep. Wool is very breathable. That's what I'm saying.
I saw some wools. I saw some sheep in Morocco.
Oh, did you?
And, you know, it was 37 degrees some days.
Was it?
And they were just chilling. They were in the sun. They didn't seem to care.
That's what I mean. They're basically wearing a three-piece suit. They're basically me.
Fair enough.
So I don't mind it. And if anything, the hotter I am, the sounder I sleep. I just feel like it lulls me into a soporific state.
Well, I'm currently sleeping in a vest. And some drawers on top of the duvet with a fan on me.
And just to be clear, when you say some drawers, you're not sleeping in a chest of drawers.
No, I always sleep in a chest of drawers.
Oh, you do?
Yes, like the babies in the British Empire.
Yes, put the baby in there.
She taught me at drama school, you know.
I met her. Oh.
Harriet Thorpe.
Yeah, oh, I forgot there was that connection.
Mm.
I met her at Chelsea Flower Show.
Yeah. She sort of talks how you... She talked in that, didn't she? Sort of.
Yeah. Yeah. She's so funny.
She's so nice.
Funny.
She was always at Gokwan's parties. There, I said it. clang.
Wow, Susie, you've changed.
I have. Do you love it?
Yeah, for sure. So showbiz. Into it. Showbiz parties.
I'm having trouble with the heat constantly. I don't know whether I'm coming or going. You're absolutely fine. Could you live like this all the time?
Oh, yeah, I would love it. Would absolutely love to live in the Med. Love it. Love just to walk out, go down the beach, take a chilled day. Just love it. I just think it chills everybody out. I love it. You see people walking around, everybody's smiling. Everyone's just sitting down having a drink on the ground. No one's getting stressed and wound up about things. It's too hot. You know, everyone's chilling
out. That is true, actually. We went to the beach this weekend, me and the mum.
Oh, yes. And you went in.
I had a dip. It was absolutely lovely.
Oh, I bet.
It was so nice.
Is it sandy there?
Parts of Hayling Island are, yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
It's very nice, yeah. But it's a secret, so like-minded friends, don't tell anyone.
No. I'm going to do a gig in Brighton tonight, and we might go down early.
Oh, that's nice.
Absolutely don't have time. Absolutely shouldn't do this. But
you absolutely must.
I feel like I must. Go for a little swim in the beautiful, let's say silty, silt-laden.
Where are you tonight?
Carolina Brunswick doing a preview.
Oh, that's nice. That's very nice. Oh, yeah, you should go down before and have a dip, Tom. It's rude not to.
In that beautiful brown water of Brighton. Lovely. Lovely. So relaxing.
You know, when I move there, I'm going to be doing it every day.
Of course you are. The Lesbian Aquatics.
The Lesbian Aquatic Society for Reptiles and Women.
Yeah, it's going to be brilliant.
I can't wait.
Yeah, that. I mean, it is nice in that water, isn't it? Once you're
Once you're in.
Yeah.
You've got to get your shoulders under. And I think you've got to be in there for like 5 minutes at least.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay, I can do it. When
do you mind being particularly cold? Seeing as you being very, very hot doesn't bother you.
Yeah, quite like being quite cold, yeah. Like being quite cold. In the water. I love water. I'm very much a water.
Do you think you were a fish in a previous life?
I might have been, actually, now you say that. I don't know what sort of fish though. Maybe a salmon, something rainbow trout.
Rainbow trout.
Rainbow trout, so gay.
Of course.
Even then,
so gay.
Flying the flag. The gayest of the fish.
The gayest of all the fish. Tom, Tiffany Booth has been in touch.
Oh, Tiffany Booth. That's a good name.
It is a good name, isn't it? Mrs. Booth. There was someone called Mrs. Booth that lived in my nan's block. Any relation? Do let us know. Mm. Did your nan used to call people Mrs. thing? Like they'd call people... Yeah.
Always, yeah. Well, people did say that. I mean, in America, people still say Mr. and Mrs. I heard that in America, you wouldn't call... Like, you wouldn't call your in-laws by their first name until you were married, really.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah, that's what somebody told me. American listeners can verify.
Please.
Yeah, they wouldn't... Like, Alice wouldn't say Anne.
Rowley and Anne.
And Rowley, yeah.
She'd call her Mr. and Mrs. Ruffle.
Yeah. Hi, Mr. and Mrs. Ruffle. Hi, Mrs. Ruffle. You know.
I would love to see Alfie call your mum Mrs. Allen. I'd say two right, have some respect.
Have some goddamn respect.
Have some goddamn respect, that boy. Right.
But my nan would often say, yeah, Mrs. Who was... Like, we used to have an next-door neighbour and her mum would be there and she was called... And she was very elderly. This is when I was very small. And she was called Mrs. Rowlings. We never knew what her first name was.
She didn't have one.
She didn't. Her first name was Mrs. Very popular name.
Very popular name back in the day. Mm. So, Tiffany Booth, Mrs. Booth, Miss Booth. We don't know. Maybe we'll never know.
We don't know.
Hello, Susie and Tom. Just writing to say that both me and my sister love the show.
Oh.
And whilst not new listeners or seeing your shows for the first time, I am a first-time writer inner.
Oh, well, welcome. Welcome to the ways of the pen.
My sister, Fleur, lovely name.
Flower.
Bonjour. Is currently doing her master's in zoology.
Oh.
And as a part of her final project, she is working at St. James's Park, studying the pelicans.
Oh, that must be interesting.
I particularly love this project for her, as one of the pelicans is also called Tiffany.
Oh.
She had lots of people come up to her and say hello and ask what the girls in the dungarees with the clipboard is doing. So if any like-minded friends see her, do say hi. Wow. I'm so proud that she's doing what she loves and is passionate about animal welfare and she'll be thrilled to get a shout out.
Oh.
Or majorly embarrassed, but hey, that's what big sisters are for.
That's right. Oh, what a shout out. Yes.
Whilst working, when they are sleepy, she's been listening to the back catalogue of like-minded friends.
Oh.
So now I am too. And we're so happy about how far you've both come. You're an inspiration for being your best selves and for having fun. Anyway, enough rambling for me. Bye now. Bye, 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 bye.
I love a letter that involves praise. How
me
lovely.
Too.
I love those that keep prayer, us coming then. In. And that involves prayer. I love those messages. Wow. Well, Tiffany and Fleur, well, hello from us. And
hello.
Congratulations on all your endeavours. How exciting.
Did I ever tell you that my Auntie Susan once got shot on by a pelican?
How? They're very short. What was she doing under one?
I think it was flying.
Do they fly?
I think so.
Oh, I see. I thought she must have been going under a bridge or something.
Well, it's really either that or that, but apparently there was loads of it and it smelled like fish. Well, she had to immediately go home. It was like a milkshake had been chucked on her head, she said.
What a disgusting milkshake. Oh,
yeah, no. A milkshake of bird shit.
Where was this? Where did this happen?
This was in Australia.
Oh, no. Oh, well, that's a shame, isn't it?
But I'm wondering whether Fleur ever gets covered in pelican shit.
Fleur, please do tell us about that. What is the best way to get rid of it? And is it still lucky if it's a pelican?
I got pooed on a couple of weeks ago.
Oh,
when I was working in Morocco. And I got pooed on the day that I was doing Live at the Apollo. Whilst on the
was
phone to my
mum. An animal or...?
No, sorry. Yeah, it's not something I'm into.
Checking.
By a bird. And I was on the phone to my mum when it happened. And she was like, oh, that's brilliant. That's brilliant. You're going to have a great show tonight.
Oh, it's true. It's true.
Why do people say it's lucky? Why is it lucky to get shit on?
I don't know. But I don't know. I don't know.
Does anyone know? That's what I want to know. Does anyone know if there's a reason for it?
Is it just trying to make the best of a bad situation so that people
almost
don't
certainly.
Panic and go... So people go, oh, it's no, that's lucky. It's a good thing, actually. You know, just to try and placate people.
That might be it. That might be it.
I don't know. I don't know. It's so difficult, isn't it? But oh, yeah. Oh, well done, everybody. Well done.
Well done,
lovely
everybody.
To hear from you.
Well done, everybody. Well, Tom, that brings us to the end of the pod.
Oh, yes. What a lovely time it's been catching
what
up.
A
we've
nice
been to St.
Time.
James's Park. We've seen some pelicans. We've been to Costco and we've seen some crisps.
Oh, yes. And if anyone does know about the journey of becoming a Costco-er.
Oh, yeah.
We'd be so interested.
I would love to hear about it.
I bet it's chilled around there at the moment. I bet they've got a good air conditioning unit.
Can you imagine the freezer?
Around.
The freezer aisle. We could just go and stand in it. Oh, I'd love that next to the frozen pastry.
Yeah, frozen meat on one side, pastry on the other. A dream.
Oh, yeah.
A dream. Tom, people can pre-order your book now.
They can. It's available at all.
That you never announced on here.
Which I definitely never announced here. My new book called Too Much is available for pre-order, and you can do that if you check out my social media. It's there, particularly on my Instagram. It's in my bio. And you can get it from your favourite bookseller. And there are signed copies available. There is an audiobook coming up as well. And it's all going to be out in November.
Marvellous. We're both on tour if you want to come along to that. So please buy tickets to the tour.
Yeah, come see.
Not together. You'll have to buy two tickets. I am sorry. Mm. But we're both on tour in the autumn. And also, I'm doing a live episode of Out.
Oh, yes, Suze. This is great.
Which I'm really looking forward to, which is going to be on the 10th of October at the Soho Theatre.
Brilliant.
It's pretty close to selling out, so if you want to come,
Suze, that's fantastic.
Get tickets soon.
Oh.
And I'm just trying to secure a guest, but I will be doing that very shortly, and I will announce who that is.
You're going
to
get somebody to come out for the first time.
Oh, yeah, I'm pushing someone out of the closet.
Yeah, great.
That seems nice.
You can have a closet on stage.
Yeah.
Come through. Yeah, lovely.
Yeah, come through like
come
a drag
through.
Queen.
Come through.
Love.
Brilliant.
Love. Okay, then we'll see you next week.
Yeah, we will, babe. Yeah, see
okay,
you next
babes.
Week.
See you next week. Okay, bye.
Bye for now. Bye.
Bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.